Gael, what's that in your hand?
Come on, Don. Haven't you seen a cigarette before? Every day in the United States, about 1,500 girls begin smoking. And I figured, why not do my share?
But Yael, don't you know that tobacco kills more than 140,000 women each year? And that half of those women are between the ages of 35 and 69?
Yeah, but that's why I smoke a brand with low nicotine and tar content.
Although tobacco companies advertise some cigarettes as light, this is just an advertising ploy to obscure the risks associated with smoking. Smoking a light cigarette is just as risky as smoking a regular one. In fact, research shows that people who smoke light cigarettes actually smoke differently in order to get higher levels of nicotine.
I didn't know that.
The one thing you can say about tobacco companies is that they are really savvy about marketing. While tobacco ads that target men focus on cigarettes as macho or cool, tobacco ads that target women focus on social and political themes important to women. For example, ads will say that you've come a long way, or that you've found your voice, or encourage you to just be yourself, as if smoking has anything to do with progress and self-expression. Young women are especially vulnerable to these ads because addiction, disease, and premature death seem so remote to them. And the thing is, people who have smoked as few as 100 cigarettes report having difficulty quitting.
So, Don, can you pass me that ashtray?
With pleasure, Yael, as long as you put it out. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Jim Sherman in psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.